The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Nooshigak is the liveliest of the Bay's five fishing districts right now, and there's some stormy weather brewing down near Port Hyden. This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report for June 22nd. I'm Molly Dishner. Waiting Wednesday, our theme here at KDLG today, and it turns out, something of a theme in the fishery, too. Area Management Biologist Travis Ellison tells us he's waiting for a few more fish before he decides when to fish the Naknek Quidjack District.
We're seeing the normal trickle at the front of the run, and things look normal right now, and then I expect any day for it to show up, but I just haven't seen that yet.
The waiting leaves plenty of time for thinking. Drifter David Copra tells us about an effort to organize fishermen for a better price.
I want to recruit every fisherman in Bristol Bay to join us. That's every set netter, every drift netter, every Democrat, every Republican, every sinner, and every saint. We want every bass fisherman in Bristol Bay and the Bristol Bay Fishermen's Association.
What's on your mind? We want to know. Give us a call during the day, 842-5281, or send an email to Dave, Molly, or Fish at kdlg.org. Those stories coming up tonight after a look at the numbers. The total run to Bristol Bay, 730,000 sockeye, nearing the 1 million mark. Total catch yesterday, 137,000 sockeye, season total 342,900. Total escapement from all rivers counting so far, 54,000 yesterday for a season total 388,000. Tuesday's catch and escapement by district. Ugashik District catch 15,000 for a total 36,469. Ugashik River escapement, still waiting for a count there. Igigik District catch 38,500, season total 139,000. Igigik River escapement 13,000, season total 134,000. Naknek Quidjack, 3,600 fish caught yesterday, season total 13,500. Naknek River count yesterday 2,412, season total 17,000. Quidjack counted just 276 fish yesterday, bringing the total to just over 1,000. Nooshigak District catch 78,000 fish yesterday, doubling the season total, which is now at 151,000. Nooshigak River counted 13,610 sockeye yesterday, season total 121,000. 3,500 kings counted yesterday, season total just above 74,000. Wood River count 24,000 yesterday, season total 113,500 reds, another 4,600 by 6 a.m. this morning. The Agushik Tower is just getting set up today, so we'll have a few more numbers for you soon in this part of the program. Registrations as of this afternoon. In Igigik, 307 permits this afternoon, 314 in 48 hours. Ugashik, 156 permits, 164 in 48 hours. Naknek Quidjack, 249 permits this afternoon, 250 after the wait. Nooshigak, 446 permits this afternoon, 451 in 48 hours. Togiak, 16 permits, no newcomers signed on right now. Grand total, 1,174 permits being fished on 936 boats, 1,195 permits on 953 boats expected by Friday afternoon. And there are 238 D boats right now, 242 in 48 hours. That's the daily run summary for Bristol Bay. The Area M fleet harvested 114,000 reds and 247,000 pinks yesterday. Season total, almost a million sockeye, 1.1 million pinks so far this season. Total catch, all species, 2.3 million for Area M. The Chignik Weir count, 22,480 fish yesterday. The fleet caught 35,000 sockeye in 49 deliveries on June 20th. Back in a moment.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is made possible in part by Naknek Family Fisheries, 246-FISH, or on the web at naknekfish.com.
fishes and counts in the Naknek-Quijack district have been slow so far. The fishing schedule outlined in the management plan ends tomorrow morning. Area management biologist Travis Ellison says he's waiting to see a few more fish before he opens things back up.
Through this morning, we're still in four digits for escapement, less than 1,000 up the Naknek this morning. I'm looking to see five digits or more for escapement, 30,000 or something like that I like to see, and then we'd probably try to start fishing on the next tide. So it looks like we're going to come off schedule, probably sit for at least a tide, maybe a few tides. If we're sitting, we'll start test fishing on Friday and keep an eye out for what's heading this way.
In addition to the slow start to the run, Ellison says the fishery has been quieter this year because of the regulatory change that required fishermen to drop a card right from the start.
There's certainly been less effort here through the scheduled period and probably all districts, certainly up here. I think that has a lot to do with the card drop situation, but it's also made for a little bit more mellow start to the season, not quite as much competition for the few fish that are showing up.
Ellison is planning an update tomorrow at noon. Fish Report back in a moment. For decades, the Alaska Independent Fishermen's Marketing Association has been active in Bristol Bay. This spring, we told you that they were changing their name to the Bristol Bay Fishermen's Association and shifting gears a little bit. David Copra has 42 years under his belt as a commercial fisherman in Alaska, including a decade of crabbing in the Bering Sea and 37 years here in the bay. He's done stints of tendering and set netting, but mostly he's a drifter. From aboard the fishing vessel Moby Duck this morning, Copra tells us more about the organization's new focus.
And the mission statement for the BBFA is to achieve a fair price on the fish tickets when we go fishing, period. That's it. That's our mission. That's our purpose. That's why we're here.
To do so, the association has a four-step plan. Phase one is just getting more fishermen to join the organization. To that aim, the group dropped its cost for set netters this spring.
We have to have a one-issue association here with one purpose in mind, and that's everybody, all the set netters, all the drift netters, all the sinners, and all the saints. I don't care how they prosecute the fishery. I really want us all on the same page when it comes to our price negotiations. We need to stick together. The processors stick together. If you've noticed, their prices are always the same.
Once the group has a few more members, Copra says they're going to do another market analysis.
We're going to take into account all the markets for all the product forms from eggs to fillets. We'll consider run size, wholesale price, retail, domestic price, international price, exchange rates, inventories, farm fish, processors' expenses, and our operating costs. From all this data, we're going to produce spreadsheets and PowerPoints. We're going to distill all this data down to what is a fair share to the fishermen.
Phase three of the plan will be negotiating with processors to get a posted price before the fishing season starts. Copra says that might require a phase four as well, asking the state for help.
And we're going to petition the state of Alaska to use all the laws at their disposal to assure that a fair price is posted on every fish ticket. So that's our mission and that's our plan. We all know the salmon of Bristol Bay are one of the greatest renewable resources on Earth. And when the state of Alaska established the permit system, that was to put access to this resource in the hands of the fishermen. So these are our fish. We should have the most envied fishery in the world.
Copra says he doesn't think the group will affect this year's prices, but they want to make a difference in the long term. More information about the group on our website, kdlg.org.
Support comes from Crowley. Fueling Alaska for more than 60 years, Crowley supports local fisheries onshore and off with a full range of commercial marine fuel products and Bristol Bay floater fueling services. More information at crowleyfuels.com.
This summer, we've added a new segment to the show, Letters from Home. A couple in the mailbag tonight. From Eva and the girls in New Stewiahawk, first to Gusty Hansen Sr., fishing the Nooshigak. Eva writes, Gusty, we love and miss you. Please call home. Hope you're having a great start. Tweet won't stop looking for you around the house. Another one here to Captain Dennis and Captain Hector aboard the fishing vessel Nellie G and the fishing vessel El Nayar, fishing in Dillingham this season. From your friends on the beach at San Blas, Mexico, we will be waiting here for your return from a safe and prosperous season. Good luck and good fishing. If you have a message for a fisherman or someone in the bay, or other feedback, story ideas, song requests, please get in touch. Fish@kdlg.org, Dave@kdlg.org, or Molly@kdlg.org. In other fish news, there will be a new face on the commission that sets the halibut quota each year. Today, the feds announced that Linda Bankin, a Sitka longliner who has a long history of involvement in federal fisheries management, is going to replace Jeff Kaufman. Kaufman hails from Wasilla and works for the Central Bering Sea Fishermen's Association. He resigned from his post. Bankin is the new interim commissioner. Presidential appointments for the full 2-year terms are still pending. Also still pending, the word on who will serve on the North Pacific Fishery Management Council. Wasilla's David Long and Kodiak's Duncan Fields are done. No word yet on whether the administration will stick with the governor's top picks to replace them, that's Buklakaitis and Teresa Peterson, or choose one of his alternate nominees. Decision on that is expected by June 27th. And in Iceland, Bloomberg News reports that fish processing plants are using robotic systems called FlexiCut. X-rays, water jets, and some advanced software are cutting fish quickly and precisely, being sold by a meat processing company called Morel. In sports news, the Astros, Brewers, Cardinals, Marlins, Mets, Yankees all posted wins today, but in Fairbanks on Tuesday night, the Midnight Sun game was called because of darkness. The first pitch was at 10:30 p.m., and at 1 a.m., the game was delayed because it was cloudy and, as a result of the clouds, darker than expected. The Gold Panners of Fairbanks were beating the Kenai Peninsula Oilers when the game was called off. They'll resume play this evening. The Olympic torch ceremony is underway. A jaguar was part of the festivities in Brazil, but killed shortly after it was featured. The animal allegedly approached a soldier who then shot it. The mascot for Brazil's Olympic team is a smiling yellow jaguar. That's just about it for tonight's show. The marine weather forecast for Bristol Bay tonight, southwest wind 10 knots, seas at 3 feet. Tomorrow, southwest wind 10 knots, seas at 4 feet. From Port Hyden to Cape Sarachef, small craft advisory through Thursday. Tonight, southwest wind 25 knots, gusts to 45, seas at 8 feet and rain. Tomorrow, southwest wind 25 knots, seas at 7 feet. Catch our replays at 10 and 2 a.m. and find our shows archived online. I'm Molly Dishner. Keep in touch. We'll see you back here for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report was made possible in part by the Bristol Bay Fisheries Association, advocating for fishermen. More information at bristolbayfishermen.org.